It's been a few months since we last spoke on the subject of immigration. Have you taken your Syrian family in yet, Yvette Cooper?
No. And how much do you know about what's happening with the Syrian refugee scheme? How much? Well, at the moment, I think it's about 2,000 people that the government was aiming to take this year. And in our area in Wakefield District, so far no families have arrived. We're expecting, I think, the first two families to arrive in Wakefield. And the government said they've got the accommodation in place for those families.
But your name is on the list to provide accommodation. No,
the moment that they said they don't want to put people into people's private houses. That's what the government has said.
So the offer is withdrawn, Yvette Cooper?
So I've said, and many of us have said, that that's what we know, if it's what's needed. But at the moment, you've got families who need... They're really vulnerable, a lot of these families, Nick. And
but
I think
I'm
we
confused.
Should be...
So you won't now be making a home or rooms available?
No, what we've got to do is support the scheme and support people who are coming over to Britain and to make sure they are fleeing persecution and they have help.
Does that mean you are going to turn over your back bedroom or not? I'm confused.
I and many other people, Nick, have said that we would be willing to help if that's what was needed.
Right.
The government has said it's not what's needed because actually at the moment they have not brought very many families over. And as I said, in the Wakefield district, we haven't even got any Syrian families have arrived
yet. But as and when they arrive, if required, you've still got
arrived,
the back bedroom
and
standing
the first
by.
Two have arrived and the Wakefield Council is providing them with accommodation, and that's what they need. And I think I hope you would do the same,
wouldn't
you, Nick? Would you, you know, if
no,
you
I'm
thought that actually it's
available.
Important to provide help and to support the programme, which
as long
says
as you tell
that
your
people should have help.
You will breach your insurance, Yvette, as long as you're aware of that. You must tell your insurers if you do go ahead with that. Genuinely, you have to tell your insurance company if you bring people into your home.
But Nick, that's not the programme that the government's running.
Okay.
The government's running a programme which is providing people with proper accommodation if they have fled persecution. And I think people realise, by the way, that there is a difference between immigration and asylum, between the immigration concerns that people have and refugees who are fleeing conflict in Syria, and who actually, you know, people right across the country have said we should be helping those who are fleeing conflict and persecution. It's exactly what we did after the Second World War with the Kinder Transport.
Indeed.
It's exactly what we've done in many generations past, and it's the British thing to do.